Check out more great shows at Pride48.com.
Taking a poop.
I cannot go a week without having technical difficulties. Not only did the hard drive stop.
Yeah.
But the computer that your video is on stopped sending video again. Stopped sending on the HDMI. Like it stopped.
Looks like
sending video. It like went to sleep or something.
Yeah, it looks like the YouTube stream cut off after an hour 10.
Yeah, I thought when I hit the button it was going to go back, but it didn't. So
did not, Adam.
Took us years and years to get the audio part down. It's going to take years and years to get the video down.
But yeah, if we want to do a video RSS feed, then people that aren't on Spotify, because you can watch our video on Spotify, but if you're not a Spotify subscriber, if you don't have a paid account on Spotify, you're going to get ads. So you have the audio down. Yes, Auntie Scott.
We do.
I would put our audio up against anyone else.
You're quiet.
No, I'm not. I'm very loud. Hello, Ian. How are you? I don't normally see Ian in the office at night. Hello. Hello, buddy. I fed you earlier. I know. I was there. I hear an echo, Adam. Can you hear this music? Oh, that's all Joe Batanza's fault.
What is? Oh.
Also?
Yeah.
Also, well, that's not.
That doesn't mean we don't have it down. Everybody makes little.
And we edit the show. So it's like people won't hear that. It's like we're talking about the final product. The final product, sure. We have our audio processed down.
I mean, the thing about live audio and video is you're also trying to do a show at the same time. So most people who do live shows have a producer sitting over somewhere who's like running the board and like making sure everything's moving the way it's supposed to. And the hosts are just talking, but we're running everything. We're in everything. There are all these moving parts. We're one of the only shows that plays our voicemails live and does all that kind of stuff. Yeah, anyway,
I wanted to, wanted to say to those of you on level 13 that, Adam will be out of town, not this coming week, but the following week. So the week of the 28th, so the 28th through the 2nd, Adam will be out of town and I will be filling in for him on the Geeky Gay. So just want to let you know. So what that basically means is that Leo won't be listening that week. Because he hates me, so it'll be the week that Leo stops listening. But you know, if you
he never said he didn't like you,
I just assume. So I'll be filling in for Adam on that. Now Adam is going to this conference, and I heard about it the other day on his show, and he's talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's the Morning Stream Vegas thing.
Yeah, they seem so much less organized than we did for Pride 48.
Oh, so after I heard it and when I was back in my office, I was like, when was that? I don't even remember the dates when that was. Oh, let me just look at their website. On their website, there's this thing. This is like buy Vegas tickets now. And you can click on the little link that goes to the Vegas tickets and it tells you the prices and everything. It doesn't tell you the dates. It doesn't tell you the dates of the event on the page that you buy the tickets on. It doesn't tell you when the event is. It's like, I had to dig around for like 10 minutes to find another website that's specific to the event. That's like hosted by the hotel website or something, but that actually has like when the event is, but they seem highly disorganized.
It's interesting because he used to do, a different event called Nerdtacular, that I assume had to have been more organized than that because it was like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
I think this is only like 100, like Pride 48, very similar to Pride 48. But
I just, to me, it was, I don't think that Pride 48 would have been as organized as it was if it weren't for Fatty.
Yeah, true.
Because neither of us gave any thought to that. Like that first year when we first decided
when we were there, but I mean, we did stay at the stations every week.
But that was all technical stuff. We were just setting people up, technical stuff. Like neither you nor I thought about, oh, well, we should have signs telling people where to go, or we should have, you know, an organized breakfast or whatever. That was all Fatty. That was like Fatty did all that. The first year we went to Vegas.
somebody at a print shop.
Yeah,
or Vista. Or he blew somebody at a print shop.
Vista Print or whatever. But yeah, it was like, yeah, Fatty made those events way more organized than you and I would have. Like from that standpoint, from the convention going standpoint. By the way, speaking of conventions, I totally nailed it on the Fyre Festival too, which they just announced this week is, oh yeah, well, yeah, we're not doing it actually. We're not going to do it.
we're at not doing it actually. Yeah, they're the 3D prints chat room that I was showing to Daniel earlier. If you weren't watching the video,
there's the storm trooping duck. There's the
just the regular duck.
The regular duck, and there's your
yep.
What chat is up?
It's our chat.
Oh. You know what? I saw Joe and Dallas's message there. This Adam would
you
need.
You really do look at things in the background of images, don't you? Like the whole point of the image was the 3D model, not what was on the screen behind it. You're like reading the messages. It's the chat room.
I thought that Joe's thumbnail on your screen looked like my thumbnail. And I was like, I don't remember writing that Adam would need something tonight. So I was like, so I was thinking that it was me that had written what Joe had written. Cause I didn't read the word Joe next to it. I just saw the picture.
Okay. But the point is, why are you reading the chat room behind it? That's not even the point of the picture. It's even blurred out a little bit. You had to like squint your eyes to see it because it's got some bokeh effect going on.
Do you remember we watched that, that Twilight Zone episode?
Yes.
There was news.
A book in time.
Time enough at last.
Time alone.
Time enough at last.
Time enough alone. Time.
Is
ticking away. Yes, I know we watched it.
By the way, I asked ChatGPT the other day. This is a side note here, but I asked just out of nowhere. I said, was Zacchaeus a wee little man?
What did ChatGPT say? I wonder if ChatGPT is responding to me now.
Why, yes. Yes, he was. A wee little man, indeed. Straight from the classic Sunday school jam. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. So, yep, according to Luke 19:3, Zacchaeus was short in stature, which is Bible speak for not exactly NBA material. That's why he climbed the tree, to get a better look at Jesus in the crowd. Want the full story, or just vibing with nostalgic church tunes?
No. Anyway, yeah, Zacchaeus.
Hey, ChatGPT, do you hear me now? No, it is not responding.
Well, there you go. I got into this whole vintage travel poster craze.
Yeah, yeah. The craze that's sweeping the nation.
So I went to Epcot the other day. I took a picture of the American Adventure. Look at that, Adam. It's like a vintage travel poster. That. For the American Adventure.
It makes me sleepy just looking at it. I'm like, my eyes are getting kind of heavy here. I don't know if I can.
I don't even remember.
It looks good. You should figure out one that you want to do that you actually want to hang on the wall and print it and like put it in a frame and stuff. Cause those do look good.
Yeah. Thank you. I feel like
ChatGPT did it, really, not you, but
that's true. I mean, I took the picture, so.
True.
I took the picture.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you loud.
Hi.
What's going on? Not much. Nice and relaxed.
She's cutting in and out for me.
She's cutting in and out for me as well. Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. You're welcome.
What are you saying you're welcome for?
Any plans for the day?
She doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't work well. I've got to figure out the routing on the computer for it to work. I've also found that if you want her to respond, it's better to mute your channel completely.
Yeah.
So she doesn't hear any background noise whatsoever. So I'll say something and then mute myself. And then that seems to work a little bit better, but.
Yeah.
It'll only get, as they all say, it'll only get better from here. It'll only continue to get better. It's as bad as it's ever going to be right now.
You used the word iconic earlier in the show.
Iconoclastic?
No, you used the word iconic. And that word is so overused in Orlando. Like people talk about, like when they talk about things, oh, the iconic this and the iconic that. And it's like down to the point where they like, you know, a new restaurant is opening. It's like, and of course it's their iconic sign. And I'm like, it's a brand new restaurant. How can it be an iconic sign? It's just like that sign is not what represents, like you don't understand what the word iconic even means. Oh, it's so annoying.
Anyway. The things you're annoyed about.
Yes. What about?
Things that other people probably wouldn't even give a thought to.
Yeah.
Annoy you.
They're iconic. That's right.
Santee Scott was saying.
The things
you get annoyed about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, things like, which up until you told me, never bothered me at all. But the thing about on film, on TV shows and movies where they're holding a cup of coffee and there's no coffee in it, I never would have thought about that. And that's something that annoys you.
Yeah.
But it's a detail. Like you get annoyed by little minutiae, by little minute details of things that other people do. I mean, we just discovered that when you look at photos, are you getting dick pics and you're looking at like, what books are on the bookshelf in the back? Oh, no, I can't go see this guy. Those books are, oh, he's reading that. Manga? No, not at all. I'm not going over there.
That's how I found a person to buy pot from in Connecticut was by looking at the background because I saw that they had like marijuana leaf stickers on their windows back behind their mirror back behind their picture on Grindr.
So that was like a hookup situation or like a
Grindr? No, it ended up being a hookup thing, but it was also kind of like it was one of those, hey, I'm interested in buying pot and you look like you like know where to get it. Can you like help me out? He's like, well, you would have to smoke with me for me to trust you. And I'm like, okay, cool. I can do that. And then, yeah, it ended up being a hookup thing, whatever, but it was, I don't think it wasn't a hookup the first time though. It was a hookup later. So it was just a smoke thing.
But I'm like, but you found the person on Grindr or Scruff or somewhere.
Something like that. But it was definitely because of the background of their photo that they have. We've discovered that you don't look at the background of photos.
I guess I don't think I do. No. I look at whatever I'm supposed to be focusing on. Yeah. I look at the focal point of the photo.
It comes down, my level of scrutiny is directly proportional to my how into the narrative I am. In other words, my suspension of disbelief, right? It's like, if it's a really good story and I'm engrossed in the story, I'm not going to pay attention to a coffee cup that's empty or whatever. But if it's a boring part of a show that I'm on, you know, I'm starting to lose my interest in the show, then it just becomes one of those, they can't even bother to like put fucking liquid in a cup, right?
I get that for a show, but for photos, there's none of those elements there. Literally just a photo.
Okay. But I had already seen the things.
True. So now you're like, ooh, what else can I see?
And when I looked at the Star Wars one, I was like, what is that weird orb? Oh, that's his mouse. Oh, there's his roadcaster. And then, and it's sitting on the Remarkable 2. And I was just like going, okay. And then, I looked at the next duck and I was like, oh, that's on the Remarkable 2. And then when I saw the guy with no penis, I was like, he didn't have a butt. The next guy, where his dick is pointing at the chat room. And so my eye just went there. And I thought, like I said, I thought I saw my icon. But it was Joe.
They're definitely wearing underwear. Because there's a bulge in the second one. There's actually a bulge in both of them. But yeah. But just no definition. No, It's just a bulge. That's
See, Auntie Scott. Here's the thing. You watch things in the background. Like you have said this many times. It's like you'll have a show on in the background while you're doing something else. You're doing something else while a show is playing. I'm not able to do that. When a movie or a TV show is playing, it has my complete attention. And any distraction from that attention annoys me. Like people talking or something that's like, because I'm paying attention to everything that I'm seeing and hearing on the screen. It's like that. That's the only way that I can do it. If I look down or I'm doing something else on my phone or whatever, I don't understand what's going on the screen and I don't like to be lost. So it's like, I pay attention to whatever form of entertainment it is. That's why I don't watch as much. I don't watch as many things as you do, right? Because it has my full attention. Like I can't do it in the background. So it has to be, I'm not doing anything else. I'm just doing this. And so I notice things more than people who just casually watch it, right?
Okay. Well, when I'm sending you pictures of anything, I need to make sure there's nothing incriminating in the background. Because the first thing, is that a murder weapon? So I don't want to send, I want to make sure what's in the
Missy
background.
Witt? Is that Missy Witt?
Yeah, is that Missy Witt? Yeah, exactly. Is that a curly lock of hair behind that door? What is this?
So do you watch, do you know who Philip DeFranco is?
I do know who Philip DeFranco is. I occasionally watch if I'm interested in the topic, but not regularly.
Right. So he shows up occasionally on my, and I'm the same way. I'll watch him. I've been watching him for years. I was watching one the other day. Oh, look. Auntie Scott says that she was very close to not posting my last video, the staycation one, because of the dirty kitchen. During the Jack in the Box feast. The dirty kitchen during the Jack in the Box. I didn't notice the dirty kitchen, but
we had a,
I feel like you and I have different definitions of dirty. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I have a much higher tolerance level of like plates in the dish, in the sink and stuff like that are normal for me. That's not a, we don't have people.
I think we're pretty clean. We might have a dish or two in the sink, but we have a pretty deep sink. So generally speaking, like we don't have dirty dishes piled up all over the place, but we might have one or two from the night before, like in there. And when you're drying dishes, like there's no avoiding it because, our kitchen and our living room are the same room.
Right.
So you just have drying dishes in the middle of your living room.
So back to Philip DeFranco. Philip DeFranco is a professional YouTuber. That's how he makes his entire living is doing these daily videos on YouTube. And when I was watching his latest video, I don't even remember what it was, but if you watch them, he's like a marionette puppet. like every piece of him is moving while he's talking. Like his head is bobbing and his hands are bouncing up and down like a marionette. It's like, he's like, and I can't.
He's just a very animated speaker, I guess.
And I can't unsee it, but I have to wonder, because he is a career YouTuber and because this is his whole life, it's like, I'm wondering if some metric somewhere said that when he moves around a lot, those videos do better and or have longer retention. And so now he's like,
I don't know, Daniel, what
he's
do
like
you think?
Unconsciously do those, just moving around and
do
stuff.
Those do or better?
It's like, because it's a ridiculous level of moving around. And if you've ever watched a Philip DeFranco video and really analyzed it, there's not a single shot held for longer than 4 seconds. Like 4 seconds is the maximum that he will hold a shot. After 4 seconds, it's either going to be an extreme zoom in, like an extreme zoom cut, or it'll be a cut to a clip, or it'll be something that's like, it is 4 seconds is the most you get of any shot. And it's very consistent. You know, it's like nothing is longer. And it's, but it's down to that, right? Down to the thumbnails and stuff. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, they have people that design their thumbnails and, you know, for maximum yeah. click through and everything. So I can't imagine that him bouncing around, because it looks silly. And you'd think that someone who watches yourself on video would go like, I look absolutely ridiculous. I should stop doing that. That looks silly for me to like constantly bounce around. But it must be. Anyway,
he goes, hello, you beautiful bastards.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. He's a news guy. So I'm not going to play a clip of any of his things just because it's all news crap. But,
right.
But yeah, he's a marionette. It's crazy. And now I can't unsee it.
I think he's probably just a hand talker.
I honestly feel like it's a
talk
thing.
Talk with their hands.
I feel like it's a thing. I saw a picture on, I don't even remember where I saw it. I think it was on Strava, but I saw a picture because I'm not on, Mark's not on Blue Sky. And I'm not on Facebook, so. Anyway, I saw a picture of Mark's medal that he got for that marathon.
Yes.
And then you talked on your show about all the food that they gave him after the race.
Well, yeah.
So my question was, did they give them those medals to use as dinner plates? Cause they were huge.
It was that big.
They were huge. Yeah,
it's a huge medal. It's a marathon. So maybe they just get bigger medals for marathon. I don't know. He was commenting that he thought it was too big.
Yes. Because
the reason. So I think the reason they did it is because this is a milestone year, like year 15 or something like that. And so I think it's a special medal to celebrate like the 15th year, 15th right. annual or something like that. So I think that normally it probably wouldn't be quite that big, but because it was a milestone year, they did it that way.
Yeah, because if you ask any runner, like, you know, how many medals do you have? He's like, I have no idea. I lost count. It's like, I just have a bunch of what?
I forgot to do something.
What did you
forget? I'm seeing it in the Trello. The Microsoft thing that I still need to do.
Oh, okay.
I'll do it. And you need to text me in the middle of the week and be like, hey, right now, stop everything. Watch Microsoft 50.
I feel like we're done now. I mean, I feel like it's far enough away from it that. You know.
Oh, well.
ChatGPT.
I'll watch it tonight. Maybe I'll order Whataburger and watch it.
Has announced that they have
it's
memory.
It's on YouTube, I would assume.
Yeah.
ChatGPT announced what?
They announced that they have memory now and that they're expanding their memory and stuff. So it's like, which is the same things that that Copilot was announcing.
Yeah, it's supposed to remember everything. If only it could respond to me on when I'm talking to it from my microphone.
It remembers everything. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about it today and I was like, you know, Microsoft is trying so hard to sell Copilot. And I just can't help but think that it's like, I would never as a consumer buy Copilot because why would I have a Microsoft Office account, right? It's like, I have a Microsoft Office account for work. And it's like, and there's all kind of policies at work that restrict what I can do with my Copilot at work, right? So it's like, I can't do a lot of the things. So it's never going to be my personal assistant because it's got an extra layer of bullshit IT stuff on top of it that, you know, that we're not allowed to do. So I'm always going to use either Gemini or ChatGPT or something that's not, you know, for my personal stuff. I'm going to use something that's not Copilot. And it's just like, but they're just trying. So, I mean, I'm like, what, who's your audience here? I feel like, you know, Copilot for 365, the enterprise license is probably what you should be. You shouldn't be trying to.
Are they bundling it with 365 like home? Is that what they're doing?
It's just confusing because in this presentation of their 50th presentation, where they're talking about the future of Copilot, right? They're talking about, you know, it will have memory. It will remember the things that it is done with you. It'll remember its settings. It'll remember its voice. It'll remember its personality. It'll remember, you know, so that you truly have a personal assistant that follows you throughout, you know. And I'm sitting there going like, yeah, but it would be my work personal assistant. Like, it wouldn't be my personal assistant. It would be, you know, the things it would remember would be work-related things.
Yeah.
Not stuff that, you know, it was also the research mode on it. They were just trying so hard to sell it for work, like for business, right? It was like, oh, I'm moving closer to the office and I want to find an apartment that's near there that has, you know, these amenities, and Copilot will go out and research that and then, you know, come back with all my options in a graph, you know, or in a chart that I can, you know, of apartments and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, but anyone who's ever rented an apartment knows that they're not all online, and some of them are only in books, and some of them you have to call, and it's like, so you're not going to get all the apartments. It's like,
yeah. Is your original audio on?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Your voice is just cutting out when you get quiet a little bit for some reason. I don't know why that is. You might have a noise gate on or something on the mixer.
I do have a noise gate on, but I don't think it's that low. I mean, I'm going to.
Yep. What you just said right there, I didn't hear.
You didn't hear that?
Nope.
You're not hearing that at all?
Nope.
That's actually not the noise. I feel like the chat room heard that, right? The chat room, you guys heard that, right?
No, they wouldn't have.
Yeah, they would have. They're hearing it for that because it cuts out for me too. It's like
either Zoom. Oh,
it could be a Zoom setting. It could be a Zoom setting, but I don't know that it was. What? Yeah, Auntie Scott says what?
Auntie Scott's like, what?
Auntie Scott, can you hear what I am saying right now, Auntie Scott? Are you?
Well, I heard most of that.
Oh, you heard most of that?
Most of that.
Okay.
But not all of it.
Can you hear? No, see, I hear it there. All right. So that's, yeah, it's my noise gate. All right, fine. Whatever.
Yeah, I think it's your noise.
I realized at the time that I was whispering and I looked, I saw the Zoom was actually writing it out in the transcript. And I'm like, well, obviously Zoom can hear me, so Adam can hear me. So.
Nope. Didn't hear you. I know this is like way up, but ball weights. Why do we have ball weights in the thing?
I think I was looking at them because I was shopping for a dildo and I saw these ball weights and I was like, what's the point of them? Like, what is the,
because you want, some people are into that, right? Isn't that must be the way Fatty got his big ones. It's like I assume he must have weighed them down. You know, the ones that hang so low,
right?
That would hang below the whatever. That's a thing that some people really like. Some guys like low hanging balls. And so some guys also think it feels good having the weights on there. I don't know, but that's why it's a look, you know, and it's also that.
It was just one of those things. I didn't understand what the, you know, what the deal was there. Why would you want weights on your balls? Should I try that? Is it a sex thing? Like, is it like
it's a sex thing.
No, but I'm like, is it like, oh, that's like makes your orgasm better, or like, oh, that feels.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
I'm like, what? I don't have weights. I always find it uncomfortable. I just don't have weights lying around, right?
I don't like even like cock rings or whatever. I find them very uncomfortable. They make my balls sore, kind of. I don't like things around my testicles. So I don't do that. Just, I'm not a big fan of things being fan. Around my...
Not a big fan of things not, being not around a fan. Your balls. Not,
yeah. No, nope. No.
Okay.
I'm not. So you had something about Zoom transcript on there, and I can't
but I feel like
out.
That was... I feel like... Yeah, that was just... We were trying to figure out where to get the trans... As we're talking... It is literally transcribing what we're saying. I'm looking at the screen and I can see it writing what I am saying.
How do you see that? Oh, wait, there's a little shining star. How do I see what it's typing?
It's literally just printed at the bottom of my Zoom screen. Like at the bottom of my Zoom screen, I'm seeing, well, it's probably on one of those, you have to turn it on or chat.
Oh, AI companion?
Yeah.
Nope. I saw it at work earlier today, but I don't see it on my Zoom screen. You can ask questions, meeting summary, who will receive a summary.
Yeah, somewhere I put it. Worker updates. It was one of those things where I was just like, yeah, I want to see the... It asked me if I wanted to see the transcript, and I was like, yeah, I do.
Well,
but I don't know where to find it. Let's see.
How can I help you?
Oh, it can't. It is so stupid. You know what? Maybe it's captions. Like if you just go to the more menu, the three dot menu and go up to captions, see if you can turn captions on. Is that what it's doing it? It puts it like literally, it looks like a closed caption area. Like it puts it underneath my
I saw one where it was literally generating a transcript at work. I think it was Zoom.
Yeah, this is putting the icon of the person that's talking, you know, to the left. It's definitely, you know, doing a good job of transcribing. Yes, we're talking about you, Zoom. So later when
I hate it that you're seeing it and I can't, but oh well.
Later, when I'm asking you for a summary of the podcast, don't include this part. Actually, yeah, the show ended a while back. This is the after show, so you could stop.
I don't know. Zoom, whatever it is, either. Well, Zoom's features are like weirdly
they are
not. You, it's hard to you to figure out how to even use them.
I know. We don't have to stay with Zoom. We could go with somebody else.
Oh, like, true, but I mean,
literally, Zoom is. Do you use Zoom with anyone else?
No, just you. Well, then, no, because Joe and I are Riverside. So,
I mean, do we want to use Riverside?
I don't know, because you didn't like how the audio came out or whatever when it was recorded, and that cost, although Zoom costs. So, I guess.
Does Riverside do video?
Yeah, but we didn't like it. You didn't like it when we did. Okay. We
There's
tried
other
Riverside.
Ways that we could do video. I mean, there's other ways that you and I could talk to each other that are not.
I'm just talking about getting transcripts.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, and we're using. How are you getting the transcripts now? You're just giving it the audio when you're done, right?
Yeah. I'm taking the audio and feeding it to Whisper and getting back the transcript. And I have a script that merges those together into you and I.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get it. Better than what it is now, because now I have to do those separately.
I mean, for the second week in the row, it named the show. In fact, this week I actually made a piece of artwork.
Strawberry fries.
That's right. I made a piece of artwork.
Yeah. So I'm just using a script. It's not a huge deal. It was hard last week because of the fact that I needed to use the Zoom audio so I could make sure that the audio was exactly together.
Yeah.
And there, it was two different recordings for you. So I had to go in and like merge those together and make sure it was lined up and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of weird, but.
Oh, so an announcement for Tony, who listens to Level 13 every week. There will be no mix, you know, the mix next week, but there will be a Level 13 episode next week because after we ended the Three's a Crowd episode, we kept talking for like another
recording stopped
40 minutes or so. So I'll be releasing that. And there's also like a good 10 minutes of us talking before we started the theme song of Three's a Crowd. So those two things will be released next week on Level 13, not the next week, because right now is not for for the chat room. That'll be 2 weeks, but for the people that are listening to this Level 13 episode, it will be next week that it'll be last. It'll be it's bonus content, Adam. It's bonus Three's a Crowd.
It is
content.
And it's not a show. It's just us talking.
That's right.
And occasionally me ordering food and we're talking about Zoom and like, we'd have some behind the scenes stuff where we're talking, oh my God, that took a, so here's the catch me up on this meeting. Daniel and Adam discussed technical issues with recording Windows in Zoom. Yeah. Daniel's experience getting new Windows installed in his house, Adam's progress with 3D printing projects and bird feeders, and Mark's recent marathon completion. They also discover Daniel's critiques of Harry Potter rides at Universal Studios.
Oh, we discovered that?
They also cover Daniel's critiques of Harry Potter's rides at Universal Studios, particularly regarding audio immersion issues. The conversation includes updates on various podcasting and streaming projects, with Adam implementing new automation tools and Daniel filling in for an upcoming episode. They wrap up by discussing birthdays of various celebrities and technical challenges. And then it says,
my God,
apologize for the inconvenience, but it appears like the service is timed out.
I fell asleep like 2 hours ago. My agent takes the transcript you give me and it does a first person summary, no more than 2 paragraphs highlighting, you know, I have a bunch of criteria for it. And it's like, oh, we also have regular segments that are this, this, and this. And so, so I give it a much tighter leash as to write our recaps. Because I told it to write it as if it were someone on the show, because it kept going like, yeah, the hosts do this and Adam and Daniel did that. And it's just like, it's like, I would prefer it to be like, we did this or blah, 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 you know, because it just got weird to keep repeating our names and whatnot.
So does it do that?
Did
it listen to that?
You could go to
mix-podcast.com
and under the episode, What the Hell Are Strawberry Fries? This week, Daniel hits the pavement. Can I finish? This week, Daniel hits the pavement in his latest Disney 10 miler, managing a new personal best and snagging selfies with some of Disney's rarest characters, despite being painfully undertrained. Meanwhile, Adam pitches his latest entrepreneurial brainwave, Cruise Ducks, a quirky new business involving 3D printed ducks, and debates breaking the bank on model design. Plus, we tackle your emails and voicemails in contact. Daniel faces off against Adam's weekly quiz in the news game, and celebrity birthdays get tricky in birthday time. We also dive into the latest TV controversies. Hello, White Lotus drama. Discuss the library guilt and navigate through technical mishaps that make podcasting hilariously frustrating. It's all here. It's all queer. Don't miss it on the Gay Mix.
Nice.
So that was with the instructions that it should write it as if it were, you know, a participant of the show, but not Daniel or Adam. Like, in other words, that it's like,
oh, but not Daniel or Adam. Okay. I was like, it's still saying Daniel and Adam.
No, it says plus we tackle your, yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting close to having a lot of, or most things automated other than just the recording. If I can get it to learn my voice and just pick some topics and do it for me, I could just phone it in when I don't feel like recording.
Could.
Would anybody even know? I wonder if I could do that. I wonder if I could have an AI completely do a 10-minute episode, probably not without a lot of editing.
Probably a lot of it.
Because it would have, there are things that you can tell that you're talking to an AI. The way their inflections and things like that. So I think it would, even the ones where Google, what, Notebook LM generates the podcast, you can tell that they're generated.
Can you?
You can.
Yeah, you can.
I think.
You can.
Well, those two you can. There may be some that you can't, like if you weren't told, if you weren't expecting it to be AI, maybe you could get fooled now.
So I have a Dungeons and Dragons notebook where I, you know, all the recaps from all the sessions and all the things that happened during our D&D game, plus all the backstory and everything like that. And it all sits in a Google notebook, right? And it gets added to every week. So I could, you know, do this.
All right. Welcome to your very own deep dive. You've given us a really interesting stack of sources on Ruidus and its impact on Exandria.
Yeah.
We're talking campaign details, character backgrounds, even session summaries. And I think our mission is to uncover what's really going on with this whole Ruidium rampage business.
It's fascinating. What immediately strikes me is just the sheer volume of speculation surrounding Ruidus. It's not just a celestial body. It's a cultural touchstone, a source of fear.
Oh, for sure.
And wonder.
It's one thing to have superstitions about a full moon.
Right.
But when that moon is red, unpredictable, and potentially tied to a mysterious entity like the Apotheon.
Oh, yeah.
Things get a lot more interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, I could have a whole 15-minute podcast on my game.
Yeah, no, that's that. It's a good feature. It's just you can tell that they're, you know,
if you listen
to it long enough, you can tell that they're AI voices. Yeah. It's nothing against that, you know.
I mean, I could take transcripts. So I could give Notebook LM, because I can, as a paid Gemini Pro person because of my Pixel, I can give my notebooks up to like 300 sources.
Uh-huh.
I could download every episode of Level 13 and give them all to Notebook LM as sources and then just have it do the audio commentary on all of our shows. Yeah. And I could probably edit that. I mean, whatever they spit out, I could probably then edit that down to something
that
would be.
Put that out as Level 13.
Put that out as, you know, as a summary of what we've talked
about.
I have thought about giving it all of our audio, you know, all of our episodes so that I could ask it. It's like Adam talked about his plane crash in great detail on one of these episodes. Which one was it?
I would be interested how good it would be at doing that, because I tried some of that with ChatGPT, but at the time that I did, it didn't have enough memory.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I can only remember like a little bit. I can't really remember everything. So, but I would be curious to know if Notebook LM would be able to be like, oh yeah, episode 10, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to know. And you can upload MP3 files, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I do every, this is how lazy I am, Adam. I record our D&D games on the Roadcaster and then I give Notebook LM the audio of our game, because we play online. And then I say, and it knows who all the characters are. And I say, can you give me a recap of the highlights, you know, ignore just conversations between people. I just want to know what the characters are doing, broad strokes, and, you know, call out anything that, you know, interesting that was discovered or whatever. And it basically makes a recap for me. And then in my D&D notebook, I put that recap into that notebook. So it's like, I have one notebook for each of the audio things that it gives me the summary from. And then I put those summaries and then I delete those other ones. So, cause it's not really great at saying when you ask Notebook LM to do things, it wants to read all the sources. You can't just say, take this audio file that I just uploaded, you know, this or this audio file called this and give me a summary, it will start integrating things from the other sources that you have.
So every time you prompt it, it's reading everything that you've uploaded every time.
Yeah. Mm. So I feel like that means that it would probably be pretty good of being able to go back through our, because we've had people ask about your plane crash before.
But
and
it
I remember
might not
we
know
had,
episode numbers in that case.
Well, if so what I would do is I would download all of them. Remember, I would download them from our website, which has the dates on, you know, as part of the tag.
Well, and the way we name the files.
No. What I'm saying is, as an MP3, it's tagged with that information. WordPress tags the Blueberry Press thing tags the title as the title of the MP3 that would show up on the screen. It can read that. It can read that metadata. So it's just like, you know, you get the title of the episode from the MP3. What's going on?
I was just hearing something. It sounded like the garage door, but I just want to make sure it wasn't. Is it your space heater?
No, it is not. It's not my garage door, because I have a notification on my phone that would go off. Auntie Scott, what are you trying to show us? I don't have Facebook, so what is this reel? What is this reel that Auntie Scott has posted? No, I know it's absurd. Is it your absurdity or is it something you found?
How do you get audio?
No, it's not yours. Okay.
How do you get audio?
I don't know. You were the one that said that we had audio down.
Oh, it's... No, this is reels. I never use reels. No,
he says ignore it. He says ignore it.
Mi gente, le gusta mis ojos. Mi gente, le gusta mis ojos.
Just the look on Adam's face is...
You say, we healthy.
Zoom thinks it says we have the miso.
We have the miso?
That's what it thinks.
We healthy. We have the miso. Maybe miso makes you healthy.
Maybe I should get rid of some of these topics that were used. A Zoom transcript I can get rid of.
I feel like I'm recording everything, and I've not seen a textual transcript in the recording materials.
Yeah, I know.
But I've checked every box.
I know.
You said that you're seeing...
I'm seeing it on the screen.
Transcript.
It's happening right in front of me.
Hopefully we'll have one, because that would be a lot more convenient, because it labels it Adam Daniel, Adam Daniel, Adam Daniel, like already for you, and you don't have to do any of that.
That is correct. Adam, you wouldn't have to do any of that. And in this video that I'm showing you here, you will see that it has put my icon on the things that I have said. Now you say something.
Now I'm saying something. What do you want me to say? Try Dash Pass now. Get instant credit. You'll receive $2.06 credit on this order with a free Dash Pass
trial.
We're done.
It's fine. Let's see if I can post that. And I'll show you what I'm talking about, Adam. Because I know that this is super exciting to level 13.
I was
folks.
Thinking on top of ducks. I don't know if I mentioned this. But I was thinking I could print and or laser engrave coins that have a picture of a duck and have a QR code on them.
If it... Does it walk like a duck?
It talks like a duck.
Does it quack like a duck?
It swims like a duck.
Must be a duck.
Must be.
I'm so confused. So, instead of hiding ducks, people are also hiding coins.
Well, they could.
Oh, I see. So you're trying to start a new tradition.
Yeah, start a new thing. Like
leave
a coin on your table.
Play that.
Okay.
This is me taking a cell phone video of my Zoom screen.
Adam, you wouldn't have to do any of that.
Oh, you're really getting like...
I'm showing you here, you will see that it has put my icon on things that I've said. Now you say something.
See? So yeah, that's happening somewhere in Zoom. I just don't know where. So it's like Zoom is making a transcript. It just doesn't want to give it to us.
It's like, no, you can't have it.
No, Timothy, no. No. Not my lorazepam.
No. I sound like the lady on Lotus.
Did you notice in the first episode of The Pit that someone said something about lorazepam? And I'm like, how much did Eli Lilly pay these people to keep dropping their brand names? It's like,
I don't know, but I like the quote. I don't even remember it exactly, but she's like, I have decided that I'm just too old to live without certain things or to live without luxury or something like that. It was funny. It's funny. Just saw it earlier today. I started rewatching Voyager.
That is something that Zach watches over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they're still kind of getting their sea legs. Like I'm on just like episode, I don't know, 7 of season 1 or something. So don't, I feel like it'll judge me.
I am your mother.
We're a normal family.
Don't worry, I took a lorazepam.
I slept like a corpse.
I thought I was going to have a grand mal seizure.
I just don't think at this age I'm meant to live an uncomfortable life.
That.
These help me to really relax.
Yes, she's...
I just don't think at this age...
I was meant to live uncomfortable.
I was meant to live an uncomfortable life.
She, you know what? She was so great as Dr. Smith.
Uh-huh.
On the remake of Lost in Space.
Sure.
Which, if you've not watched, Auntie Scott is on Netflix. It's great. She is just... She is such a good actress. Like, she's great. Her and Catherine Hahn, I feel like, are just great.
What's Catherine Hahn in?
Agatha All Along. Like, she's Agatha Harkness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
WandaVision, Agatha All Along.
Sorry, I'm choked up.
All choked up?
Mm-hmm.
I have to tinkle.
Okay.
I'm out of things to talk about. I don't know.
So do you want to end here and just go tinkle and be going with your evening?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't have anything specific. I feel like I'm on my one-on-one with my boss earlier. I'm like, nope, I don't have anything for you today.
All right.
She's like, okay, well, I'll give us both back some time.
Well, enjoy your requiem with Jesus.
Thank you. Enjoy your activities not with Jesus.
there might be someone named Jesus. I don't know.
Could be.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
All righty.
When are we going to do another Three's a Crowd?
Not yet. I'll figure it out.
All right. Well, you contemplate that.
And I'll email y'all.
Y'all?
Y'all, yep.
Email y'all.
I'll email you both.
All right.
I'll email you all both.
Good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room.
Good night, level 13.